Your face is being scanned every time you buy groceries. ShopRite has been secretly using facial recognition on shoppers across Connecticut, New York, and New Jersey, and they're keeping this biometric data for 90 days. What they're doing with this data is even worse, and in this video, I'll cover exactly what's happening to your face data and why lawmakers are trying to ban this completely. This month, reporters started digging into ShopRite stores across Connecticut. They visited 8 different locations and found that 7 out of 8 stores had signs saying that they were using facial recognition. The 8th store didn't have a sign, but staff admitted that they were using it too. Now let me share how this technology actually works and why it's more invasive than you probably think. The second you walk into a ShopRite with facial recognition, hidden cameras throughout the store automatically scan your face. They measure your facial geometry and create a unique digital map of your face. They're essentially creating a fingerprint, but for your face. The system then compares your facial scan against an internal database that ShopRite maintains. If your face matches someone who's been flagged or banned from the store potentially for theft or some other incident, the system alerts the store staff. But the tracking doesn't stop at the entrance. These cameras track you throughout your entire shopping trip. What's most concerning is they can go back through old security footage and scan it too. In 2021, ShopRite system identified someone across 7 different incidents by retroactively scanning footage that had been already recorded. So even if this tech wasn't available during your last visit, they could theoretically go back and scan you from old tapes. There's also a major concern with how the data is being used. According to the signs posted in the stores, if you're not flagged as someone with prior incidents, ShopRite keeps your facial data for 90 days before deleting it. But if you're matched to someone in their system, even if it's by mistake, the data gets kept permanently and flagged. Your facial geometry is being shared across ShopRite locations and also being shared with their technology provider, a third-party company you've never heard of and never agreed to share your biometric data with. And if there's any criminal activity, they can share your biometric data with law enforcement. Catching actual criminals sounds good on paper, but facial recognition is known for making many mistakes. Now let's be real about why this is such a huge problem for people who want to just shop. First, there's basically no consent here. Sure, some stores have signs posted, but you only see those as you're walking in and you're not given much of a choice. You can't opt out. You either accept to being scanned or you don't shop there. And for a lot of people, especially in areas where ShopRite is the main grocery store, that's not really a choice to go somewhere else. Connecticut actually has a law that classifies biometric data as sensitive data requiring clear consent. But there's a loophole for companies like this. Companies can collect it without any consent if they say that it's for preventing crime and fraud. ShopRite is using that loophole. Second, the ACLU and privacy experts are sounding the alarm about racial bias. Facial recognition technology has been proven to have higher rates with identifying people of color and women. This means innocent people could wrongfully be flagged as shoplifters or troublemakers just because the algorithm made a mistake. Precious Williams, a ShopRite customer, said, "People come here just to grab a few items for their families and homes. They aren't here to have their faces scanned for data. I recognize that there are thieves out there, but you can't generalize that a few bad individuals justify monitoring everyone." The company says they need this to identify organized retail theft rings and people who've been banned from stores. But critics are asking, is this level of surveillance really necessary? Are there other ways to prevent theft that don't involve collecting everyone's biometric data? Connecticut lawmakers are not having it. Senate Majority Leader Bob Duff and Senator James Maroney announced that they're introducing a bill to completely ban facial recognition in retail stores. Bob Duff said Connecticut residents shouldn't have to worry about giving up information about themselves while grocery shopping. Facial recognition technology is highly invasive and poses real risks to privacy and trust. He wants Connecticut to become a national model for banning this kind of surveillance in stores. Senator Maroney added, "As technology continues to advance, we must be proactive to step in and protect consumers from surveillance they did not consent to." Both lawmakers pointed out that if this facial recognition data gets hacked or leaked, it could expose people to long-term privacy and security risks. Unlike a password, you can't change your face. The Connecticut Attorney General's office has also raised concerns. They're saying that even though this is for fraud prevention, which is exempt to this law, businesses that deploy facial recognition technology must comply with the Connecticut Data Privacy Act. There is no opt-out on compliance. ShopRite isn't alone in this. Wegmans grocery stores in Connecticut are also using facial recognition. Walmart has implemented similar systems, and this is becoming a trend in retail that's spreading very fast. But ShopRite has become the main focus of this debate because of how widespread their implementation is and how many customers were completely unaware it was happening. privacy experts are worried that if this continues unchecked, biometric surveillance data will just become the normal in everyday spaces. Today it's the grocery store, tomorrow it could be everywhere you shop. So what does this mean if you shop at ShopRite or other stores using this technology? Right now in Connecticut, New York, and New Jersey, there's a good chance your face is being scanned and your biometric data is being stored when you walk into ShopRite locations. Your facial geometry is in a database, possibly being shared with other stores and third-party companies. If you're concerned about this, here's what you can do. First, look for signs when you enter stores. Retailers are supposed to disclose that they're using this type of facial recognition, even though, as we've seen, that's not always being done. Second, you can contact your state representatives and tell them you support legislation banning facial recognition in retail stores. Connecticut is leading the charge on this, but other states will likely follow. Third, consider shopping at stores that don't use this technology. Vote with your wallet. Companies respond to lost business. Please subscribe and let me know your thoughts in the comments below. Thank you.